Hello guys, how we doing?
How do you feel coming out of that second half? You happy with the win, or are you frustrated with the way things went the last 3 months?
Yeah, it's great to be 15-0. Thought it was a great first half, and I thought we played really well. In the second half, we just didn't execute very well. Certainly not the way we wanted to, but fortunately we played well enough in the first half to create big enough of a lead to where the defense, I thought, played great, and we just didn't help them out much in the second half. So they'll be try to make the corrections, but everyone, I think, is happy to be 15-0.
Were those deep balls and loss, was that helpful defender coverage? Were those just, well, this is the only thing left they can do on this play? Or were they designed in any way?
Yeah, I know part of the plan was to try to get him up, you know, run through the middle of the field. He's pretty dangerous when he does it. So, yeah, we'll just have to see the film, and then maybe there were other guys. But, you know, sometimes you see him run there, and it's just want to lay it up there for him.
Winning is the most important thing. How do you feel that, like, every time you touch the ball today, you're closing in or setting some kind of record?
I think it's exciting for the team. You know, a lot of those team records are really fun, and the most points scored and touchdowns and so forth, that's a pretty cool record, considering, you know, it's NFL history of the NFL and the incredible teams that have played, incredible offensive football teams, and to think that we've been up there with the best of them is exciting. Hopefully we can continue to play well next week and going forward. But you're right, winning's most important, and I think that's really what everyone's concerned with. And so there's a lot of happy people in the locker room.
Tom, I know you like to throw it, but how do you think Maroney did today?
It was great. It was great. I thought it was the best game, one of the best games he played. He had some great runs. It was some great blocking by Heath on both those runs. Heath had some great blocks. Receivers blocked downfield. That's always critical on those long runs. So I thought Lawrence played great, and it's exciting to see for him. Sometimes people forget about him, but you know, we certainly don't. And he obviously is the big play capability that he showed today.
How tough has it been without the tight ends in this offense? I mean, going with 3 and 4 wides.
Yeah.
I mean, what does it do for you? How tough is it without those guys?
Yeah. Well, you lose some opportunities, and you'd love to have the tight ends that we've had, because they're great players for us and they're very productive. You know, going against a team like this who rushes the passer well, sometimes it's good to have the tight ends, but that's not the case, and they're getting healthy, and you know, it'd be nice to get them at full strength when we do get them.
How about your touchdown to Gaffney to being an interception in your view? It looked like Schultz had a beat on him.
Very close. Threw it about as hard as I could. So I'm glad I threw the fastball on that one. And it was a great play by Jab.
Tom, there were a couple of times where you threw a couple of deep ones to Randy when it was, I guess, triple cover. What were you thinking on those plays in terms of that?
Yeah, we talked all week of trying to get up on those safeties and giving Randy an opportunity down the middle. Those guys were pretty deep, you know, and you try to lay it up there to give him an opportunity to make the play, and it works out pretty well when he catches them. You know, when he doesn't, it doesn't look so good. So, you know, it's just they try to make them defend the deep part of the field and open up things underneath. You know, I think about the second half, and we just didn't execute really, I thought, the way we were capable, but. You know, they know Randy's going deep, and, you know, hopefully they continue to defend it, open up things for everybody else.
Team records obviously are most important, but how much would you like to see Randy get, you know, that Jerry Rice record? Do you need two more? Would that be kind of not a capture season, but another milestone in this season?
Yeah, I think, like I said, you'll probably, when you look back at the end of your career, you'll be excited about individual records. And you know, Randy, everyone knows he's a great player. Whether he gets the record or not, he's a great player. He's had an incredible season for us, and it's obvious they pay a lot of attention to him when he's out there on the field, as they should. And you got to find ways to keep him involved. And he ran a great route on his first touchdown. The second touchdown was a great catch. And see, whenever he's open, he usually gets it. So even when he's not open, sometimes I throw it up there.
Tom, when you're that close to a record, and clearly whether it's you or Randy or teams, I mean, you know, you only get so many shots at it. So I would think it would be tempting next week to try
try to grab it? I mean, because you played so much baseball as a kid, you can't go up trying to hit home runs. How will you, do you consciously have to discipline yourself, or are you just going to play like you always play?
Yeah, I think you always try to play very disciplined, and you try to do what the as a quarterback, you try to play however the defense is playing. You try to find the weakness of the coverage and find the open guy. And I know the receivers are working hard to get open, and I just got to find them. And they made it tough there in the second half. I thought they were rushing, good. They got some very productive pass rushers on that team. And we missed the opportunities that we had. So we got to figure out what the problem was and try to correct it.
You went big at the one-yard line. I mean, how much of that was a fake so you could get Randy in the quick one, I want to get the score, and how much of it would say, we're going to get this, let's throw it instead of run it? In theory, you could have run it.
Sure. I think that's, they leave him one-on-one down there. He's usually pretty good at getting open on that. So that's sometimes the best opportunity to score rather than give it to Lawrence and try to let 10 guys stop him or echo whoever was in there on that play. You try to pick your best matchup, and Randy was a great matchup on that play.
Tom, is it hard to appreciate 15-0 because there is still so much to play for?
It just feels like every week just kind of rolls into the next, and it's such a long season. And I know when we started this season, you're always looking at the schedule, going, "Yep, this one looks, we can win this one." And I guess every time I do it, we end up 16-0. So I guess we have an opportunity this week to play the Giants and hopefully, get to 16-0. I think that would be a great accomplishment for this team. And coaches kept pressure on us all week, this past week, really all season. He's coached us very difficult, and we've responded, and we need to continue to respond.
What do you think of Troy Brown out there, and was there any temptation on your part to look for him on those few offensive plays that he was in to try to get him to catch?
Yeah, Troy is very elusive, a lot like Wes underneath, and he wasn't in there a whole lot, but yeah, I'm always looking for Troy, and he had some great punt returns. I know he's bummed out about the one that bounced off his face mask, but he's a competitor, and he came back, and he had two great returns after that, so it shows really his mental toughness and his resiliency, and I know there's a lot of excitement for him. He told me he was nervous on Wednesday night. He couldn't sleep because he was so excited that he saw his name, on the call sheet, and he was going to be involved. So he was really excited.
Was it exciting for you guys to see him?
Oh, yeah, of course. No one works harder than Troy. And since I've been here, he's been the leader of the offense. And he's a great example to all the players of what it takes to be successful over the course of a long career. And we're lucky to have him on the team. And every time he's out there, I'm excited for him. And I know he loves to play football and he's everything that we're about, so it was great to see him.
Tom, Ikema Isaac from NTV Japan. I met a fan today, a Patriots fan, who said that he would give up his fiance if he could see a perfect season. So who or what would you give?
Is that right? Yeah. Wow, poor girl. Pretty disposable, I guess. Man, what would I give up?
Yeah.
It'd be a hell of an accomplishment, I'd say that. So, I got to think long and hard about that. I don't want to offend anybody, especially not anyone that's close to me. I don't think I'd give up a family or a friend or anything like that. But
Tom, do you have any Christmas plans?
Any Christmas plans? Yeah, to celebrate like everybody else, a hell of a holiday. And I think
family and friends.
Family and friends. Bye, guys. Merry Christmas.